But Hurin said, "You speak in vain, for you cannot see them, nor govern them from afar. Not while you keep this shape, and desire still to be a king, visible on earth." Then Morgoth turned upon Hurin, and he said, "Fool, little among men, and they are the least of all that speak. Have you seen the Valar, or measured the power of Manwë and Vardar? Do you know the reach of their thought, or do you think perhaps that their thought is upon you, and that they may shield you from afar?"
"I know not," said Hurin, "yet so it might be if they willed, for the Elder King shall not be dethroned while Arda endures."
"You say it," said Morgoth. "I am the Elder King, Melkor, first and mightiest of all the Valar, who was before the world and made it. The shadow of my purpose lies upon Arda, and all that is in it bends slowly and surely to my will. Upon all whom you love, my thought shall weigh as a cloud of doom, and it shall bring them down into darkness and despair. Wherever they go, evil shall arise. Whenever they speak, their words shall bring ill counsel. Whatsoever they do shall turn against them. They shall die without hope, cursing both life and death."
But Hurin answered, "Do you forget to whom you speak? Such things you spoke long ago to our fathers, but we escaped from your shadow. And now we have knowledge of you, for we have looked on the faces that have seen the light, and heard the voices that have spoken with Manwë. Before Arda you were, but others also, and you did not make it. Neither are you the most mighty, for you have spent your strength upon yourself, and wasted it in your own emptiness. No more are you now than an escaped thrall of the Valar, and their chain still awaits you.
You have learned the lessons of your masters by rote," said Morgoth, "but such childish lore will not help you now they are all fled away."
"This last, then, I will say to you, thrall Morgoth," said Hurin, "and it comes not from the law of the Eldar, but is put into my heart in this hour. You are not the lord of men, and shall not be, though all Arda and Menel fall in your dominion. Beyond the circles of the world, you shall not pursue those who refuse you."
"Beyond the circles of the world, I will not pursue them," said Morgoth, "for beyond the circles of the world there is nothing, but within them they shall not escape me until they enter into nothing."
"You lie," said Hurin.
"You shall see, and you shall confess that I do not lie," said Morgoth.
And taking Hurin back to Angband, he set him in a chair of stone upon a high place of Thangorodrim, from which he could see afar the land of Hithlum in the west and the lands of Beleriand in the south. There he was bound by the power of Morgoth, and Morgoth, standing beside him, cursed him again and set his power upon him, so that he could not move from that place nor die until Morgoth should release him.
"Sit now there," said Morgoth, "and look out upon the lands, where evil and despair shall come upon those whom you have delivered to me. For you have dared to mock me, and have questioned the power of Melkor, master of the fates of Arda. Therefore, with my eyes you shall see, and with my ears you shall hear, and nothing shall be hidden from you.
End of Disc 1.